Kindergarten daf meseftik subas that the zayin beginning of it all beginning text master beginning the gemara kala kamei shehi, which Bishami says you say the kala as she is. Now v'miyash b'mum, meaning if she has a blemish, then you be quiet b'leishab chula and then you don't praise her. Or inami, another approach is yishab chula, you praise her b'dabana sheshba, with something beautiful that she does have. Kigan bein now, like in her eyes, or bizarre, and hands, or imam yofes, if they're beautiful. And that's what Bishami says. V'silam b'silam they say no, yishab chula gami, you have to totally praise her. Why? Because if you're going to do like Bishami, only praise her what she has, beautiful. The inference says, oh, that's it, she has only nice eyes, means that everything else is not. Never, that wouldn't be a valid approach. Next says, Master, we're going to come on, you should come in, you can end up. What do you think? You're going to praise it? Or you can denigrate it? Of course, you're going to praise it. So, Bishami, how could you say that you don't say Kalm Nebuchasuda? But Taisa explains, Bishami said, but they held the Avagab, the Shabchen, the although, of course, you praise the guy's Mekach. To him, but Einam Lachom Lasakin. But the sage is not of institute Lahaskik Lema Shekin to require people to say Shekin to say at every Chasna to say Kalna B'Chasuda. Because the Torah Mitzvah Shekin Terechik. So although maybe at times, but definitely with the not a Mitzvah Shetakon to always say that Kalna B'Chasuda. Then he says Malta Begin Zigmor Shita Say Lasaba. Pesher Ben Chanan says Lashon Shita B'Hadas as a part of passing Yeshaya. That it's like the hadasim helped the elder. Now, avgav l'havim mamash minechel, although it's not the same thing as we see. Hadas is one type of shita, is not type. But kamakam shnei minares, but this both a type of cedar, and therefore they use the wording shitase. Now, b'mtemet, it says, if you're going to say, zacha, how do they know that he merited such a pillar of fire because of that he danced in front of the kala? Veshamah, because it is the amad denuda, because the pillar of fire, ha'ikein shibshadah, this actually was in the form of a twig of a myrtle, from the Min Brish Rabba, like it says in the Medrash. Nacha Shiv Shadnuda came down a pillar of fire, Besavidus Kain Shiv Shadadus, and it was like a pillar of the myrtle, like a branch. Vavsaka has been Didil Chabrayan, and separated between him and the rest of the people. Amri, they said, Chamis Hadein Tzaba, look at this elder, the Koi Shiv Shadnuda Kamei, that there's a pillar of fire in front of him. Ovid Kamei, because he did the same thing in front of the bride. Next is not to begin this Gemara. Melech Shemachal Kavod and Kavod Machal. The king is pardons on his honor. His honor is not pardoned. Now, Tzitz bothered. He says, "Avgav Lohi Melech Gamar." What do you mean? It was not a full fledged king. Can Mashmei El Nemar and Siddav Himal Menal? So what's the problem with him being Melech on his covered? So Tzitz, yeah, but Kamokim still he Noigin by covered Kamelech Gamar. But they did treat him with honor as if he was a full fledged king, and therefore even though he wasn't, that's the question. How could that have happened? Next is not to begin this Gemara. Perush Drachan Avra. It wasn't so obvious. It was by a crossroads. Which Taisa says, why do you have to give such an answer? Hachle Matzalishnoi, he says, you couldn't have answered Mitzvashani that when Mitzvah for the Kalo, can Mishani be able to know like the Gemara actually says over there inside the Memalev, Kabashakur, a moment where he read it standing up. Why don't you say something over here? Because the Hasa Mitzvah, Hushesh, Lamelech, Lachel, Kavod, Latara, Chashub, Menik. There, yeah, that's a Mitzvah of the king to give out honor for the Torah, which is more Chashim than him. So that makes sense. Lachel, like a Mitzvah. But here it wouldn't be a mitzvah for him to give honor to the kala, the other mitzvah kala, because the honor of the king is more important than the covet of the kala, and therefore that wasn't a valid approach. Remove the dead person in front of the kala; she has the right of way. When there's a mourner and a groom in the shul, the groom and his party they go out first, but then the mourner and his consolers go up. The gamma karib lochasin la'avol. So too, when you have relatives of the chasin and the avol, yechel beveis hachasin yitz, they can eat in the house of the chasin if they want to. The hal kabay dekaidim, because his honor takes precedence. And v'chem abayker. Also in the morning, shemlich makala beis hachasin, when they're escorting they're going to eat by the chasin, not by the avol, because his honor is more important. Also in the morning, shemlich makala beis hachasin, when they're bringing the kala to the house of the chasin, even though if there's a dead person in the city, before Labai, you first bring the kala to the chasin, or you bury him, before the time of bringing the kala to the chuppah. This is all from Laharavia. We stopped the learning of Torah to take out a dead person to bury him. Now, because this Torah is difficult, because the Bechuchas Derech Eretz Amar Kiva, Tchilas Tashmish Lafnei Chacham, this is the beginning of when they started attending to the sages, Pamachas, Yisim Halach B'Derech, one time I was going on the road, Matzasim Eis Mitzvah, and I found a dead person, I had no one to be burying him. And it's altered by Dal Milim, and I was engaged in carrying him 4 milah, the basic verse, until I finally brought him to the cemetery and I buried him. Kshabas, the Ritzis, the Devar Lafnei Rabbi Rabbi Shua, and I came and I told my teacher, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shua, Amalei, they said to me, I'll call B'siyah B'siyah, and every step you took, he'll shabach to them like as if you spilled in some blood. What do you mean? Why? Because he didn't come to yeshiva. But he said, Mabat and Tamatel, let's SMS. The Hashem says, Torah. That wasn't his problem. Wasn't because he wasn't learning. Because a dead person, there's no one to bury him, he actually acquires the place where he's dead. And he should have buried him where he was found. And if it's like spilling his blood every step he took. It says the dead person who has no one to bury him acquires his place. That he says over the story over there. Now, remember, Yehuda Mekorvil to Ritzikim is a different answer. He says, "The Hashem Hashem debit lasim meshimish tamad chacham kama." There, he didn't stop himself from learning. He stopped himself from attending to tamadik sages. The Kol Hashemusha is in the mood where greater is the attending of sages than actually the learning of the Torah, and that actually is not overridden for the Hitzas Hames. Next, is not the beginning of the Gemara. Hitzas Hames. We stopped learning the Torah to taking on a dead person. Now, Leibim Meis Mitzah Iris. It's not to Mabai, someone that's known to bury him. That takes precedence over learning of Torah. And B'chol Mason, every dead person takes precedence. I've got the paragraph in the beginning of the person bearing the beginning of his oimer. The Gemara says, Pshita is obvious, the Mes Mitzvah of Tamatara. If you have a choice to bury a Mes Mitzvah or Tamatara, Mes Mitzvah Adiv, to bury Mes Mitzvah is better. The Tanya Ligal in the Bryce Mubat and Tamatara, it says, you stop learning of Torah for taking out a dead person. Sounds like, oh, it's only by Mes Mitzvah. No, not a Mes Mitzvah, it only picks Mes Mitzvah. Agav Mila Achrini, the Hossam, only because of the other teaching that we have a Davka Mes Mitzvah, which is specific Mes Mitzvah. But this Bryce of the Tanya is not necessarily for Hatsas Mes Mitzvah. And Bahadon Mela Magach, and this is the Gemara says, Mekodna Chavazan Mes Beir, if this dead person in the city, Kobne Iras, Rumba Seis, Malacha, all the people in the city are forbidden to work. Mukila, but like Chavrusa, and they explain when there's no Chavrusa. Avlika Chavrusa, whether it's Chavrusa, Matar, Nashad, and the rest are permitted. Pirish, Chavrusa, what does it mean if there's a Chavrusa not? Shenech Kobne Il Chaburis. The people of the city were split into different groups. Shetasi Kolachas, Bemesh, Allah, Bafnas, when each group should be engaged in burying their dead by themselves, so maybe the rest don't have to stop their work. But here it sounds like that everyone stops, even from learning Torah. So it says Hanish Labisha Satsa. That is when they're not actually doing the Levaya. Bisha Satsa, you're right. But at the time of Levaya, everyone has to come, not just the people from the Chabur.